Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Some developments in my Sewickley parking ticket fiasco. Dan Eaton works at Mambo Italia in Sewickley, says they'd like to take care of the ticket for me. And Zach Huff, no relation to Charlie, says, call the number on the ticket, tell them what happened, and they usually get rid of it. I did that when there was an error. So the last chapter has limits. Who are you talking to?
Pony.
This is unbelievable. You just engage in random conversations. It's just me and you today. You're actually on a show with me today. Paul's not here.
And I love it. I'm enjoying it very much.
What did he want?
Well, he came in to talk about the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, are you participating?
I don't think I have a choice. They set the line, though, for me. Somebody, Pony's source, at 2.5 hot dogs.
You allowed to substitute wiener schnitzel?
No, I don't think so.
No? All right.
2.5 hot dogs. I think I should easily be able to eat 3. I ate 3 dollar dogs at the Pirate game a couple weeks ago.
The idea of this is so utterly grotesque.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
What are the rules? You eat the hot dog with a bun every time?
Yeah, with the bun, however many you can eat in 10 minutes.
Has to be a bun on every one?
I think so, yeah.
That's
what they do in the eating contests. Like, I think the hot dog eating contest that Joey Chestnut and them do every year, it's disgusting. Like,
I know, and people are favoring.
I don't like watching that. Yeah, I watch it anyway.
Right. But, we do? I don't.
I watch it anyway, even though I think it's disgusting.
They're favoring Callis.
They are, yeah.
Because he's big boned, and that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to win. Look at Joey Chestnut. It's all about technique and willingness. I don't think it's about how big you are.
And Callis ate 4 hot dogs this morning. That Malzi bought for him.
If he is the favorite, I'm not going to deny that.
He wanted to do a little trial run.
He ate 4?
4 hot dogs.
In how many minutes?
Undisclosed amount of time.
What did Pony want from you? A confirmation on your participation?
Yeah, that, and he wants to see if I feel any better about it.
Callis is the favorite. Who else is in it?
Donnie Football, Sean Myers, Joel Nelson, T-Bird. Is supposedly in it, our friend T-Bird.
What?
Yeah,
T-Bird, who used to work here?
No, the new T-Bird.
There's a new T-Bird?
New T-Bird, yeah. Tom, T-Bird.
I don't know who you mean. I'll tell you what.
He was at the marathon. He was the producer.
Oh, that guy. T-Bird, the bassist.
Yes, that guy.
I've seen T-Bird go to work the day that he was at Montour, at the Myron Cope Foge Fazio Classic there.
Yeah.
He was having more blowouts than the 07 Patriots, but the moral of that story is he was willing to eat a lot of whatever he was eating the night before. He's a dark horse here.
Very underrated.
Yeah.
Could we see, I think Charlie Borges might be in it.
Nelly, yeah.
Could IT be a part of this?
Trent? IT, how many hot dogs could you eat in 10 minutes? Tell me right now.
Probably only 3, maybe 4.
You think 4 gets you in the finalist round?
I think 4 gets you decently far.
What's the winning number?
8.
Oh, wow.
Maybe 7.
That's really going to be
enough. The line on Callis is 13.5.
That's going to be a very unhappy scene. Where is this taking place?
The theater. The Bowser Theater.
When?
On Wednesday next week. And it's going to be broadcast live on Pony and Mueller. There's a promo and everything for it.
Tony Rasiopi was Kenny Pickett's, is Kenny Pickett's longtime quarterback coach. We've had him on this show before. And he talked about last week somewhere, I think it was with New Jersey Advanced Media. Maybe it was this week. I don't know. I just saw it. He would say the majority, I would say the majority of those narratives about Pickett were pushed by people, and they are 100% BS. I would put his leadership ability against anybody out there. I will always believe in that kid. He has it. He has it physically. He has it mentally. He's tough. He's smart. There's this work ethic to him. He has the talent and the abilities. He has what you want. So much of that league is the right place, right time, wrong place, wrong time. There's so many cases that point to that. Let's analyze this for a moment, shall we, City Limits? At some point, Mike Tomlin realized that Kenny Pickett isn't good enough and the rest of it doesn't matter. He may have turned on Pickett because of what happened or what is alleged to have happened when they went out to Seattle, whether Pickett wanted to dress at all or as a third quarterback. I don't know. He could refuse to show up for practice for a week, and if he was really good, that wouldn't matter. At some point, Mike Tomlin determined that Kenny Pickett is not the guy and nothing else matters. That's where I stand on this issue. You could do anything you want if you are the guy and Tomlin deems you the long-term guy. Nothing he ever did would have mattered. Nothing. So I'm not sure exactly what happened in the Seattle situation. It seems some teammates certainly turned on Pickett because at one time he was the guy that had all the intangibles, what Tony Rasiopi's talking about here, the leadership, the it factor. It seemed like the real questions around Pickett were, did he have the tangibles? He certainly had the intangibles. Well, maybe he had neither by the end here, but the fact of the matter is he was deemed not the guy, not good enough. And maybe that was just an excuse then to get rid of him. The fact of the matter is that when it came time for the Steelers to play their biggest games of the season, all Mason Rudolph had to do was have a good showing against a broken Bengals team to rip the job away from Kenny Pickett. So by that point, Tomlin had already made up his mind. To me, that's the story in the end. And Tony Rasiopi can say all he wants about how great he thinks Pickett is. Maybe someday he'll be proven right. I doubt it. I was fooled by Pickett. Ben Roethlisberger was fooled by Pickett. I thought he was going to take a major leap last season. I remember Ben on his podcast said, man, I didn't think Pickett was this good. This was in Pickett's, I believe, the end of his first year. He said, I didn't think he was going to be this. He's good. That's what Ben said. I'm paraphrasing it. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, Joe, I think we got blinded by three or four different things. One being that Pickett's career at Pitt, he started it off with a freshman year upset of number two Miami. And Pitt has the next guy at quarterback, finally a big-time quarterback back at Pitt. And he had a couple of really average years, but he used that extra year where he came back, Peyton Manning's quarterback camp helped him out, and he became what he became, a 20th overall pick, a guy that some mocked to go 6 overall to Carolina in a draft that had no quarterbacks. And the big flare in discussion at the time was the Steelers need a quarterback. Ben Roethlisberger is gone. Who can be the guy to take over? And Pickett was the option because he was the only option in that draft. And there wasn't anybody really available on the free agent market or the trade market that was appealing or was a reasonable potential guy that the Steelers could have at quarterback.
So they reached, is your point.
They reached.
Yeah.
But
you know what? Stuff happened that we all saw with our own two eyes. Like the comeback against the Ravens at the end of year one was a real thing against a good team, a real defense.
He's a good NFL backup, but the fake slide fooled us. The Christmas Day drive to George Pickens fooled us. The win against the Ravens with a backup quarterback in Baltimore to help push them towards the playoffs fooled us. It happens. The harsh reality of it, but I mean, we were tricked into thinking that he could be a franchise quarterback, when in reality, he's just an average guy that can't put you over the top with not a good enough arm and just a little bit of speed and the intangibles or tangibles, whatever.
He doesn't have enough of either,
perhaps.
You can't
compare him to any of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league in terms of how they're built.
And I thought he would. I thought he was going to vault near that top 10 or into it last year.
I thought he was going to be a top 15 guy.
And so did Ben, or at least Ben thought he was good. He was better than Ben thought. So I'll leave that there with, I think he may know something about quarterbacking, right? So who knows, man? Jalen Hurts twists an ankle. Maybe Kenny Pickett proves us all wrong and proves Tony Rasiopi right. But I don't think so. I don't think so. However, Pickett profiling as a backup, I wouldn't mind that. He does have a history of, you know, some dramatic late game. I could see him coming into a game and winning a game for them or two as a backup. That's what he should be, right?
I could see it. I mean, he's really, when it boils down to it, I still think that he is better than Mason Rudolph, but Rudolph was the hot quarterback and all the circumstances that were around Pickett. He can win a couple games as a backup.
Here's a question. Here's a question. Are you still out there rooting for Kenny Pickett? Are you rooting for him? At 412-928-9370, that thought just struck me. I mean, this dude was, is the term legend too big at Pitt? He was a hero at Pitt.
Yeah, hero
that,
counts.
That fake slide and the run to the Heisman and the fact that for the first time in my lifetime, in Pittsburgh anyway, and I got here in November of 89, for the first time, Pitt was truly, truly on a national stage as a team. They've had players do it. They've had players do it. Larry Fitzgerald and others. Aaron Donald. You had Pitt fans waving Pitt flags on broadcast television. I don't remember whether the game was NBC, ABC, whatever it was, after that bowl win against Wake Forest, and you had Kenny Pickett deliver an iconic play. He put Pitt back on the map. He was borderline legendary at Pitt. He was. And was a very likable character. And in some ways, maybe still is to a lot of people. Do you hope he does well?
Time heals all wounds. That's the first thing
that comes to my mind. What's the wound that he inflicted upon
you? The situation with Seattle did not, I just was rubbed the wrong way about that.
Yeah, I hear that.
Where did he want to play? Did he not want to play? Did he want to be the backup? Whatever. It seemed like just as the season continued to go on and on and on, Kenny Pickett was a disgruntled employee.
And a hostage.
It seemed like he was the hostage, not the volunteer. And that rubbed me the wrong way a little
bit.
He didn't seem like a franchise guy, just the way that he was going about it.
I hear that. The fall from grace. Again, in nearly 40 years here, 35 years in this city, there haven't been too many.
It was rapid, too.
Too many. You know, some maybe with outside issues, like off-the-field issues and things like that, you know, getting arrested or whatever. I've seen that happen.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
But in terms of the Kenny Pickett story, it was like a fairy tale. Here's a guy who leads Pitt sort of back to the promised land, back to prominence anyway, delivers that unbelievably iconic play, incredibly goes to the team in the first round. You remember by that day, there was, quote, zero chance, according to a lot of people, that the Steelers were going to take Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett gets drafted by the Steelers. It'd be one thing if he just sort of flamed out, but there was so much controversy around him by the time he left. I'm just curious to get a gauge from the public on this. Like, has everybody completely turned to the point where you hope he fails in Philly? Like, is he a figure that just unlikable? To go from hero status to unlikable? To you root against him? I'd be very curious about that. At 928-9370. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 24 Silverado LT crew cab up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. High of 87 today with sunny skies. You're watching a game on some random Sunday or Thursday night or whatever, and Jalen Hurts twists an ankle. I think instinctually people will root for Kenny Pickett around here, even if they claim that they won't. That's what I think. I think you're one of them. I think you're one of them, Limits. I think when you actually see it on the field, you're going to be rooting for little old Kenny Pickett to succeed. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge Pitt fan. Like, I do like Pitt. I root for Pitt. I hope that they succeed. I know a lot of diehard Pitt fans will probably act that way. But if you're just a Steeler fan and an observer of football, I think you probably have either a negative or a neutral opinion of Pickett at this point. Like,
give me a couple of calls. Let's see.
Let's go to Rich.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, great show. Yeah, Kenny Pickett. He was way overrated when they got him. He thought too much of himself, and it was one of the happiest days of my life when I seen him leave town. I never liked the guy.
Here's the thing.
I'm serious.
If I could characterize it this way, he went from being considered Mr. Humble, Mr. Intangible, local Pitt hero, to arrogant, quitting pariah by the time he left. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable what happened here. So
Perfect description.
Well, I don't know that it's accurate. It may be. But I've never seen somebody's reputation in this town change that rapidly from one extreme to the other. I mean, it's absolutely incredulent.
Yes.
You know what that word means?
Yeah, I hear it a lot on your show. I like the word.
Thank you, sir. Who's next?
Let's go to a good pal of the show, Rob in West Mifflin.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, buddy? You're the best, man. You are, man. You're in City Limits, man. It might as well be the Joe Starkey and City Limits show, man. You know what I mean?
Well, then we'd be insulting to Paul. Paul's not here today.
Paul's a crybaby, man. What are we talking about here? Like, what are we talking about? I'm tired of hearing that, man. You know what the topic is, Paul.
Your ass in the gutter with nothing. I'm leaving your ass in the gutter with nothing.
Yeah, but Joe, he gave up on himself, man. Like, and you didn't have enough heart to stay here and back up a 36-year-old quarterback. Like, I don't know. Maybe his agent is saying what he's supposed to say. But Kenny Pickett gave up on himself, man. Everything. He all lined it up. Even the press conference. I didn't learn anything when Rudolph was on. You could have lied. Okay, just lie.
That really hurt him, too. Again, we agree, Rob. If he was great here, you know, he could have gone out and robbed banks and nobody would have given a crap. But he wasn't. Yeah. He wasn't good enough to be given any leeway on any slip-ups like that where you ask him, what'd you learn? When nothing, you know, that's when, in many ways publicly is when it started to go from here's a humble guy to wow, this kid's arrogant. I think in a lot of people's minds, whether it's accurate or not, perception becomes reality in those situations. And he came off as unbelievably arrogant there.
Yeah. And then he had all chances in the world. Like you jumped right over Rudolph. You had all the chances in the world to prove yourself, man. And this guy goes out there with the same playbook. They probably moved around a few things here and there. The same playbook. Went on a little run and got us in the playoffs. So he put the nail in the coffin on his own. So his agent can say what he want to say. I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh. I'll never root for him again. I'm sorry. Never. Never, ever.
That's pretty, I know.
Get a life. We actually shoot back a little bit. Now we're the playground bully. Get a life.
Yeah, what are we talking about here? Oh, some guy just won $50. Some idiot. Some jag off.
Thank you, Rob.
Have a good one, fellas. Have a good one.
That guy is a legend. Imagine him and Paul on a show.
War. W-A-R. War.
That's what it would be.
Oh, man. What he just said. I mean, this is just, maybe I'm late to the party here, but the reality of this just hit me today. You know how when things happen in life and you don't actually feel the brunt of it or what it really was about until at a random point, weeks or months later? Do you know what I mean, City Limits?
That's happened to me a couple times, yeah.
It's happened to me with the growing up of my kid. You know, it's like all of a sudden it'll hit me like a ton of bricks. She's not home tonight. She's out with her friends. She doesn't want to do stuff with dad anymore.
That gets me with the growing up of just me growing up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I was in college a year ago, over a year ago. And now I like, it just ekes me that I'm not anymore.
So here I am, perhaps fueled by the Tanzanian coffee beans from the press house in Sewickley. And it just hit me, the depths of this Kenny Pickett transformation in people's minds, how far this plummeted. You've got people saying, I'll never root for that guy again. What happened? What happened here? How did he go from local all-time Pitt hero, Mr. Humble, Mr. Intangible, to no intangibles, Mr. Cocky, Mr. Quitter, quit his way out of town, and now nobody likes him?
That's the answer. No, the intangibles weren't really there. He wasn't as humble as everybody thought. I don't think he's a bad guy.
I mean, are we overdoing it here? Have we overcorrected the other way?
I think
to fail?
It might have been completely overdone with Canada. I don't think it's overdone with Pickett. Like Canada, we might have, you know, hammered that nail in a little bit too far into the wood. But in terms of Pickett, people expect you to produce. He was hyped up as the next franchise quarterback and the greatest thing. And it's just the rapidness of the failure and the way that he went about it. And
is there any more calls limits?
The phone lines are completely jammed, yeah.
Now I feel bad because Bechtold's breakdown was supposed to be next, but I'm very curious about this. What if we did 10 minutes of calls?
Uh-huh.
When is Rowdy coming on?
Between 12:30 and 12:45. So 12:35 is when it should be.
Why don't we do a couple of minutes of calls? Because I think we've hit upon a hot topic. And like I said, it literally just hit me this morning.
Right.
And even more as I talk out loud here. I've never seen anything like this in this town with this poor guy.
Let's do it.
Or maybe not poor guy. I don't know. And then we'll get to Bechtold's breakdown. And then we'll get to Rowdy. Are you willing to do that?
I will adjust for the show, yes. We will do it for the betterment.
This is like if you suddenly became this mean and angry pariah in town. Like right now, you're a very likable, very innocent man who's doing a show on the radio. People love you. It would be like if you came in next week and instead of being regarded as a very likable human hummingbird, I like to call you, if you came in as some like angry, raving Skip Bayless character. Like that would be the equivalent of this Kenny Pickett transformation. I can't believe that this has happened.
Yeah, Oscar the Grouch with scissor hands and throwing things and
right.
Bad attitude.
Or if you came in like Zeiss next, like if you and him switch personalities like a 93.7 The Fan version of Freaky Friday. You came in as Zeiss on Monday. He came in as you, sitting back there talking about, you know.
I don't think that would be that bad of a thing.
I mean, seriously, I'm being dead serious that the whole Pickett, the magnitude of the Pickett plummet finally hit me today. It finally hit me today. And Rob from West Mifflin really just drove it home. I can't believe this. What has happened here? Let's talk about it a little more. We'll get into Bechtold's breakdown next. And of course, we're going to have Rowdy Tellez live on the air.